So we got some little boxes of cereal, some oatmeal, Kraft dinner, spaghetti, pasta sauce, Mr. Noodle, some goldfish, bear paw snack, can of soup, some canned fruit, and some canned vegetables, and a can of turkey. So enough to make some meals for a weekend or a few days.
That was Tammy McMaster, who volunteers at the Dune Wilson Row Community Center in the Dune Wilson NB Housing Community. Those items are from a new food distribution program organized by the Fredericton Community Kitchens as part of their student hunger initiatives. Normally, 21% of the meals served by the kitchen go to schools in the Fredericton area to help feed students facing food insecurity during the school year. But this leaves children without that extra food source for the summer months. Here's Abby Clark, the Fredericton Community Kitchens Programs and Event Manager.
This summer, we decided to do an expansion pilot and partner with some of the other organizations in the community that we already have partnerships with to offer distribution points where students can go and pick up a lunch. So some of these distribution points are the two local libraries, Dune Street Community Center, St. Mary's Food Bank. So really just kind of leveraging our existing partnerships to be able to offer students a place where they can go and grab a lunch when they need it.
The expanded student hunger program at the kitchen is a direct response to the needs of the city.
We actually onboarded 5 new schools to our program over the past 2 years. And so seeing that growth, we've tried some other pilots in the past where we would send out non-perishable food to distribution points. I guess the feedback that we've gotten from teachers is that the students really enjoy the lunches, appreciate having that. And so I think both the increase in demand for the program in general, but then also wanting to be a bit proactive in meeting gaps related to student hunger in the community. And this was just one idea that had come up from our student hunger program committee.
That increased demand for food security is being felt across the city, including at one of the community kitchen's distribution locations, the Fredericton Public Library. Maggie Parkin, who oversees the library's community fridge and serves as the children's library assistant, explained how that need has changed over the past few years.
There has been a definite uptick in usage of the community fridge over the past 5 years. Everybody uses the meals that we provide, essentially. The idea of the community fridge here at the library is so that it's accessible to anybody who is a library patron. So we see families who are benefiting from it, kids who are coming in for a break from the skate park in the summertime. And we do see quite a lot of Fredericton's vulnerable population, so folks who are facing homelessness and food insecurity, benefiting from the fridge. So while we don't offer full meals, we are able to offer some really nutritious snacks and, of course, the bag lunches from the community kitchen, which really helps bridge that gap for folks who might not have access to food during the day.
Maggie explained that working at the library and collaborating with the community kitchen opened her eyes to the issue of food insecurity in Fredericton.
We are literally putting food in people's hands who don't have it. So the ultimate goal of the community fridge is that hungry people get fed. And it's been really exciting to see that goal being met. We've had people comment before that, you know, they're waiting for some more money to come in for them. And without the community fridge, they might not have had food for the weekend. So that was a very, very humbling thing to hear. It's incredibly rewarding, especially as someone who, as I said, I wasn't aware of the serious issues around food insecurity that we've had here in Fredericton and have increased over the last several years. So being able to do something about that feels really, really good. And I know there are some folks who have made the comment before about it being a Band-Aid solution, but it's better than leaving an open wound, quite frankly.
Abby Clark elaborated on the driving force behind that increase in food insecurity.
So the underlying issue with household food insecurity is poverty. So, you know, we're seeing across the country and all kinds of research showing that the underlying cause is poverty, and really being able to address that is really ultimately the only way to solve this issue.
Food insecurity has a far wider impact than simply being hungry. Here's Tammy McMaster again.
Food insecurity is all around us. My kids are adults now, but right from when they were little, I would notice kids not going to school with lunches. Like sometimes I'd actually send extra food with them. I would see kids around in my neighborhood and be like, why didn't you go to school today? And they're like, I didn't have anything to eat. But people have a perception sometimes of food security is they just don't have things to eat, and that's not the case. If you're helping a family with lunches, that might free up some money that they can buy something else for their children or that their family needs. Sometimes people have unexpected bills and need to find ways to make up the difference, and having little programs like this that can help can make a big difference.
Luckily, the Community Kitchen Summer Distribution Program has been a resounding success, with multiple locations requesting additional meals each day. Tammy increased her initial order from 10 lunches per day to 20 lunches per day, and just last week, she asked for 25.
Doing a program like this, it's so the kids can come and they all feel equal. Like, lots of families do have groceries at home, but sometimes it's just they see everybody else coming. So it's trying to make them not feel any less than anybody else. It's open for everyone to come enjoy. And sometimes they just like to do what their friends are doing. So we never make it seem like they're food insecure. We just want them to know, we're here. If you need something, we're here.
Abby added that knowing she's contributing to a kid feeling safe and secure is one of the things that keeps her motivated to keep this program going all year.
Being able to know that we could help a student who is either, you know, having this ongoing struggle at home, or, you know, if they just forgot their lunch, like, who hasn't forgotten their lunch? Showed up at school and forgotten their work and forgotten their lunch, and just being able to be, you know, that helping hand at that time is what's most fulfilling on that side of things.
Tammy finished with what she hopes kids take away from the summer distribution program other than a free meal.
Living in a community like this too, and seeing someone from their community giving back to them, I'm hoping I'm teaching kids about kindness. So I'm hoping I'm teaching the kids a little bit.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.